How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you, Colby Sharp?
I'm excited because I'm going to talk to you today about this series that seems awfully ambitious. And when I first heard about the kids in Mrs. Z's class, I thought, wow, that sounds really hard. Welcome to the Yarn, a School Library Journal production. I'm Colby Sharp. I am so excited for today's episode with Kate Messner. Kate Messner has written so many amazing books for young readers, and she is part of this extremely ambitious, wild project, The Kids in Mrs. Z's Class. 18 books written by 17 authors. Kate writes the first and the last book. Holy smokes. Holy smokes, I'm so excited for you to listen to my conversation with Kate as we talk about where the idea for this series came from, what is her role in the series, the Bible that the authors created to keep track of this world. Hold on tight, friends. It's time to unravel the kids in Mrs. Z's class. What is the Kids in Mrs. Z's Class series? Give me the 1 minute elevator book talk.
Sure. So this is a series about all the kids in one amazing third grade class. 18 kids, 18 stories, and 18 secrets. And the coolest thing about it is that every kid gets their own book, and every book is written by a different amazing, amazing author. So we have, I'm writing the first book and the last book with 17 of my incredible colleagues. And I just could not be more excited. So we all pitched in and built the world together. We all created the school in this book, Curiosity Academy, which is set in the town of Peppermint Falls. And there's just been collaboration as far as the eye can see. It's been an absolute joy. Yeah, a lot of work too and a lot of logistics, but it's been so much fun.
Where did this start? Where was this born?
So this actually started with an email that I got from Cheryl Klein, who is the head of editorial at Algonquin Books for Young Readers. And essentially it said, hey, we want a multi-author series about all the kids in one class, and we thought you could be in charge of that. How do you feel about that? And it was the funniest thing because I actually read the email. I was in the car with my husband and my daughter was in the back seat. And she's very, great writer too and really interested in books and publishing. And she was kind of reading over my shoulder and she said, "What is that you're reading? What is that email?" And I said, "Well, it's an invitation to work on a new series." And I described it. And she said, "That sounds like so much fun." And my husband said, "That sounds like so much work." And they were both right.
Yay. So would you like jump in a Google Doc? Would you jump on a video chat? Like, what do all these meetings look like?
Yeah, they look like a lot of different things. So to be perfectly honest, we started by contacting, Cheryl and I made a wish list of authors. And we thought we would have to, have, a list of many, many people before we got all our slots filled. Mm-hmm. But the reality is almost everybody we asked said yes, because we focused on a certain kind of writer. We obviously needed people who were amazing at writing for that chapter book middle grade audience. We wanted people who were funny and kind and excited to collaborate and flexible and energetic. Apparently we approached the right people because, like I said, we ended up with this amazing team of authors. I'm writing the first book. Rajni LaRocca is writing book two. And then we have Karina Young Glazer, William Alexander. We have Elliot Schrafer and Kekla Magoon rounding out the first year. These books are releasing 6 per year. Mm-hmm. So 2 books each season. And then it just goes on and on from there. We have in season 2, we've got Linda Urban, Olobemi Sola, Rude Perkovich. We've got Mike Jung, Martha Brockenbro, Kyle Lukoff, Tracy Batiste. And then the third year, we have Meg Medina, Hannah Khan. We have, Lamar Giles and Laurel Snyder. We have one more author I can't announce quite yet, but pretty soon. And then I'm writing the last book. So it's been just incredible. We started by having each author fill out a character worksheet for their character, because every author created a character. So this is my book, but you notice that Emma's on the cover, but so are all these other classmates of hers. This is Olive. That's Linda Urban's character. This is Ayana. That's Kekla's character. So everybody got complete control over their own character when they created the character. They filled out this extensive character worksheet that we're actually going to be using when we do school visits about the series later on. We're going to invite kids to use the same character building tools that we used and add their own kids for Mrs. Z's class. So we all created our character worksheets. We had, we had Zoom meetings. We have Google documents. We have a whole series Bible that has everything from maps of Peppermint Falls to the layout for the school to a seating chart for the lunchroom. You name it. It's been just an incredibly fun process.
So they're publishing with two books that are coming out in April of 2024. Yeah. And is the book, is it one school year?
It is. Okay. Yeah. So the books are releasing, the 18 books are releasing over 3 years.
3 years.
But ultimately, we're dealing with one school year. So my book takes place in the first 2 weeks of school in September. Book two, Rohan Murthy Has a Plan by Rajini Laraca, takes place in the second 2 weeks of school. So the end of September. And then Karina Young Glazer is writing the beginning of October. William Alexander is writing the end of October. You're laughing because you see the logistics involved in this, right? I cannot tell you how long this series Bible is. We have what's taught in October and which holidays the class is celebrating in February. And I mean, you name it. It's been amazing. It's been so much fun.
So it feels to me like, do you think it will be harder to write the last, because you're writing the first and the last book. Do you think it will be, have you written both of them?
No. Okay. I'm waiting to write the last one. Yeah.
So do you think it will be?
Everybody's been waiting and building upon what came before. Like, we all have ideas for what's going to happen in our book, but also we're honoring everybody else's stories along the way. And so Linda, right now, as we record this, for example, Linda Urban and Olubemi Sola Rude Perkovich are working on their books. They've all read the first six books in the series and have been in touch with not only those earlier authors, but with the authors who come right after them so that they can set up anything that those authors want to dive into in their stories.
Yeah, because you could like break someone's arm that has to write a book with their character. Like, you could do something like that.
Right. Well, that's what we talked about at the very beginning when we talked about the amount of collaboration necessary, right? We can't have like, you know, a story in book two about Lucy's cat only to learn that Lucy actually has a canary, you know, and not a cat at the end of the series. So that's why we have, everybody got all of the character worksheets. So basically all of our secondary characters were delivered to us in this, you know, big binder full of children.
So did, like, when you were writing Emma McKenna, did you know who, like, do you know like who like is friends in the class, or is that something you're like figuring out as you go? I don't, this is just so complicated.
It's a brand new school. So Curiosity Academy is a brand new school that just opened. It's sort of a magnet school for curiosity in all of its forms. Which I love, and I know you love too. You have a whole book about curiosity. But it's a whole magnet school about curiosity, and that really drives everything that they do in Mrs. Z's class and throughout the school. And so all of these kids, you know, some of them knew each other before, but most of them are walking into a situation where they're not going to know their classmates. Emma's book is a little bit different because she is expecting not to know anybody in her class.
Oh, and she knows someone.
When she shows up on the first day, she hears a voice she recognizes, and it is her ex-best friend, the best ex-best friend who gave her a mean nickname the year before. And she was hoping to leave all that behind, but suddenly there it is on the first day of school. So that's the story of what Emma navigates in this story. I've talked with a lot of, as you know, I visit a ton of schools and do author visits. And I talked with so many third graders in particular when I was getting ready to write this book. And I invited them to write me letters about what the hardest things about third grade are and what the greatest things about third grade are. And almost universally, they told me that the toughest thing about third grade is friend drama. And so I knew that I wanted that to be something that Emma encounters, even as she's exploring this new school and loving her new teacher, that she has to navigate that along the way.
And this person that she's not really thrilled to see in her third grade classroom, who's writing that character's book?
That is also me.
That's Oh!
Lucy. Yeah. Yeah. So Lucy, Lucy is the last book. So you're going to get Emma's side of the story in book one. And there will be some outstanding questions, like maybe what does Lucy think about all this? And readers will have to wait a little bit to find that out.
So I'm guessing you've read like the first six then?
I've read all of them, yeah.
And bits of the
seventh too. Yeah.
So you're seeing, I'm guessing like Emma's in other books, not everyone, I'm guessing. So is it interesting to see other authors write this character that you spent time creating a book about?
Yeah, I think that's been really fascinating for all of us. And that's, again, where a lot of the collaboration comes in. Mike Jung is writing a character, his character Theo has some very specific speech patterns. And so we've been, you know, all of us have been running, bits of drafts past each other, like, oh, I've got this scene with Theo in it. Can you take a look? And, you know, Mike would be like, Theo doesn't really like to use contractions when he speaks. And so, you know, Can you make some changes there? So it's fascinating because every author's book is exactly their own. Mm-hmm. And yet we're all honoring the characters that our colleagues have created too. And that's, like I said, it's been an absolute joy. One of the highlights, I was on a Zoom meeting and, you know, we end up writing scenes where like, I can tell you that in William Alexander's book, which is book four, the Legend of Memo Castillo. His character Memo loves role-playing games, and he wanted to open his book by having Memo playing a game, you know, similar to Dungeons and Dragons with some other guys. Well, he was actually in a Zoom call, and he was like, "Hey, so Memo wants to have some guys over to play Dungeons and Dragons. Do you think your character might want to come over to play?" We've been asking each other for play dates for over a year now, and it's like I said, it's a joy. It's remember when you were a kid and you used to like play in the sandbox, and somebody would say, "Well, let's make this like this, and then we can do this," and somebody else will build on that and say, "Oh yeah, and I'm going to be the teacher, and I'm going to be this, and I'll be this character, and then this guy says this." It's been a whole lot of that.
Yeah, and it's fun because if you're a teacher listening to this, or you remember being in a classroom, everybody wants to write stories together. It's like, if they ever have an opportunity, can we write the story together? Can we write a story together? Can we write a story together? And you all grew up and you did it. Like you got to write the story, like an entire school year. And anyone who's taught in an elementary school knows that you will have no problem finding 17, 18 stories in one school year because there's a lot going on. What was something that was really hard or tricky for y'all to figure out?
I think the trickiest thing has been continuity, right? Because you've got 17 people writing stories, and this is an issue for every author as they write, but also for me as the series coordinator and for Cheryl as the editor. We are just going through these, like every time we read a new book in the series, I'm reading all the other ones first. And I've got, you know, like I said, a series Bible that's so extensive about which characters appear in which books and who has a dog and what the dog's name is and who doesn't like to wear, you know, jackets and who only eats, you know, popcorn for lunch or, you know, all of these little tiny details that really need to be consistent if you're going to have characters who feel realistic. That's probably been the biggest challenge, I think. One of the biggest surprises, to be honest, was when the character creation worksheets came back, we sent everybody this worksheet and said, create whatever character you want. Cheryl and I fully expected that somebody would create characters that were too similar, that weren't unique enough. Like maybe we'd have, two soccer players or two, you know, girls who love fashion or whatever. It didn't even come close. The 17 authors we have each came back with a character who was so singular and unique that we didn't touch anything. It was pretty incredible. And the diversity of stories is really fantastic too, not just from a cultural background point of view, from the characters, but from what the kids' concerns are. There are so many real life concerns that we explore in these books, from friend drama to belonging to fears that you don't speak aloud to lost library books and family issues. So many things like that. It's just amazing how it all sort of came together organically. It really has been fun to watch.
Wow. Last question. What is your hope for the kids in Mrs. Z's class?
Can I say two things?
Yeah.
I have two huge hopes for this series. One is that the kids who read the first book in April are going to fall in love with Emma and be so curious about her classmates that they just can't wait for the next books in the series and all the way through the end of the series. We really think that everybody is going to get a chance to see themselves in this class. And so it's funny, when I do school visits, I've been showing kids, we have a graphic with all of the kids. Mm-hmm. And I leave that up at the end because kids will say, "What are you working on?" And I'll put that up and tell them about the series. And inevitably, kids come up after and say, "I'm excited for that book."
Aww.
And they point to the a character often who looks like them. And it's giving me goosebumps talking about it. But I'm really excited for kids to meet all of the characters in the book. And then the second thing I'm excited about is the writing that I think is going to come out of this series, the student writing. Because like I said, our teaching and discussion guide for this book includes the exact character worksheet that
the
authors used. We're giving kids the same worksheet that we used to create all these characters in the class and inviting them to develop characters and then, you know, write their own stories where their characters get to interact and they, you know, include stories about one another's characters as well as our characters. So we're really excited about how that's likely to play out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Yarn. Thank you, Kate Messner, for helping us understand all that went into creating what looks like it's going to be an amazing and brilliant new series for young readers. Thank you to Philip Stead for creating our theme song. Additional music for this episode comes from the Free Music Archive. Thank you to my co-host and friend, teacher librarian Travis Yonker, for helping me to produce and edit this episode. Thanks for making me sound a little bit better, Travis. My name's Colby Sharp. Thanks for listening.